following program is brought to you in living color.
What are you doing? You burnt all the food, the shade, the rum.
Yes, the rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
One, because it is a vile drink that turns even the most respectable men into complete scoundrels. Two, that signal is over 1,000 feet high. The entire Royal Navy is out looking for me. Do you really think that there is even the slightest chance they won't see it?
But why is the rum gone?
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. Everything you didn't ever want to know about wine. So as we start our journey on today's vine-laden adventure, we get to look back and think about a couple things we have talked about in the past. As we look in the newspapers, as we look in everything going on in the media, people are still talking about value. Well, I don't know about you, but I think we have beat the value horse to death. We've talked about how to find it in restaurants. We've talked about how to find it on the grocery store shelves. We've talked about how to find it out with friends and how to do tastings on the cheap. So when you run out of price options to differentiate between what kind of wine you want to drink, what is really left? Well, packaging. And that's something we're going to talk about a little bit more in depth than we have in the past. Obviously, we've talked about labels. We've talked about what's on the label, how to decipher a label, why a label is written the way it is. And of course, we have talked at length about what the government wants to put on labels and what people want to see on labels. But we haven't really tackled the whole concept of a package. Obviously, a wine bottle is pretty straightforward. It has a bottle, it has a closure, and it has a label. But past that, what makes you attracted to that bottle? Is it how cute the label is? Is it how different the label is? Well, we're going to take it a step deeper than that today. And actually, we are very, very lucky. Apparently, people are starting to take the Wine Crush seriously. That's a nice change of pace. I know my producer is in there rolling his eyes.
Kent, I'm kind of happy about that myself.
Yes, Kent, are you taking us seriously
yet? I'm very serious about the Wine Crush, yeah.
I like that. I can tell by the way the Chardonnay is just guzzling down the front of your
right.
shirt.
Thank you.
Anyway, today we are joined by a very special guest, and we're going to do something a little out of format for the show. Dan Cohn of BR Cohn Legacy is going to join us, and he's going to give you, the privileged Wine Crush listener, the first chance to help us do a poll about BR Cohn wines. Because packaging is such a hot topic, whether it's from the closure, from the label to the bottle, he is going to reach out to you. And you, as our listener, are going to help him determine whether BR Cohn is going to go to screw caps on its bottles or not. So Dan's going to join us for the majority of the show, taking some of your calls, getting some of your opinions, and just looking at the broad spectrum of what the public thinks about this. Well, this means you're actually going to have to get motivated. No, you just can't sit back in the car and on the couch and just nod randomly that you agree with everything that's coming out of my mouth. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to pick up the phone. You're going to have to pick up your BlackBerry. You're going to have to put the Facebook down and get involved. To do that, call us 877-4-CRUSH-1. Obviously, you can interact with Dan or you can just leave your opinions on the wine line if the line is busy about what's going on with packaging. You can email us. That would be info@winecrush.com. Or, of course, those of you who don't want to put the Facebook bent down, you can go on to Laura Berg Lawson. Actually, now with my new username, winecrush1 at Facebook, and let me know what you're thinking. So I think we have a great show lined up. At least it'll be something educational, it'll be something different. Oh, you never know. We might be able to get in an argument with someone beside the French for a change. So let's see if we can take the gloves off and have a little fun with this. But beyond always, my same quote applies. Drink what you like, not what you're told. Tell us what you really think. If you actually manage to get on with Dan, please tell him what you think about closures, what you think about screw caps, and let's make this a true voice of the Wine Crush. So as long as I am still temporarily the voice of the Wine Crush, we have to look at this week's wine recommendations. And I think I can speak for most of the country. They're sitting at 95 to 110 degree heat. I know that for some reason I just picked the two hottest days of the year to get out and do my labor of love and pressure wash my driveway, my house, the cat, anything that really stood still long enough. So I am ready for some nice, refreshing wines. And since we're talking about packaging today, the first one I'm going to focus on is a New Zealand wine. We are going to look at Matua Valley. Matua Valley is a Sauvignon Blanc out of New Zealand, and it's produced by the fine people at Foster's. And they do an amazing wine. For those of you who are into the pink grapefruit of New Zealand, this is the wine for you. Not only does it have the great acidity, it has the great fruitiness, but it really, really is refreshing, particularly at about, 40 degrees when it's 100 degrees outside. So for those of you looking for something neat and unique, please look for Matua Valley Sauvignon Blanc. You should be able to find it on your Mega Mart shelves around the $12 mark. Definitely well worth the purchase. Now, as far as red wines, we got off on a discourse last week talking about red wines and how they should be a little bit chilled. So because of that, I know a couple of you definitely disagreed with me about throwing them on ice for a little bit, but I definitely think it has a place. And if you're going to do that, one of the great refreshing wines of summer can be a Pinot Noir. And I'm going to go back to an old tried and true favorite, La Crema Pinot Noir out of the Santa Barbara, Southern California region. There's something about that bright acidity, the great cotton candy, the great fruit flavors you get. Even with a little chill on it, that wine is very, very refreshing.
You don't actually put a wine on ice.
This weekend, I did.
Seriously.
You sit outside, you're pressure washing things, you're tired, you don't want to move, and you realize your wine's getting warm. Oh, seriously, I did grab a couple ice cubes and throw it in the glass.
I've always thought about doing that, but nobody does that.
No, it's perfectly acceptable. I promise. I'm sure there's a lot of true wine fanatics out there that are just cringing at my answer. You sit outside with red wine in 100-degree heat and see if you don't think about it.
Okay.
So, yes, it is perfectly acceptable whether you actually want to put the bottle on ice or put ice cubes in your glass. After this weekend, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes to encourage you to drink more wine, I'm there. I'm happy. To be honest, I actually have come up with a great new idea. So for those of you who are into patenting or have wonderful things to do with your money, I think there needs to be a wine slushie. Remember how you used to go into 7-Eleven and you could get the slushie machines?
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a Chardonnay slushie.
Now those people who were just cringing a moment ago just passed out.
That's right. Most likely. But once again, they are living in the South and dealing with the heat we are. I'm just thinking, you know, it'd be great. Get a big old styrofoam cup, have a great Chardonnay boiled down basically into nothing but ice. I'd be in heaven.
I think so. I think it works.
So see, for those of you out there who are not already obsessed with the idea that we're going to be talking about screw caps, not only have I put my Pinot Noir on ice, but I want to make a 7-Eleven slushie out of my Chardonnay. That ought to be enough to make the phone lines light up. So for those of you who couldn't remember the phone number because you were too busy swerving over my statements, once again, 877-4-CRUSH-1 or our email info@winecrush.com. Well, one of the main factors we're talking about with Dan today is going to be the idea of going from synthetic or actual corks to a screw cap closure. So something we need to do, of course, is get all the facts first. So that's what I'm going to do before we get into this debate and have you look at the different types of closures that are out there. There's always the natural cork, and natural cork is what all of us aficionados are used to. That's what all the sommeliers are used to. You bring it to the table, you present it, you make the cork come out of the bottle, you see if the cork is wet, you see if it's damp in the presentation. But basically, natural cork has been around for centuries. Cork generally comes out of Portugal. It comes out of a cork tree. I've gotten an argument over that. It is called an oak tree, but it is called a cork tree. But one of the problems with natural cork is the whole TCA taint thing. And for those of you who are in the know or have ever had that wet cardboard smell, there's a lot of wines that come out corked. And we're dealing with about one out of every 12. So basically, every time you buy a case of a natural cork finished wine, one bottle is going to be bad. Because of this, obviously, it's a loss to the industry in the sense that, one, the retailer loses money. Two, the individuals buy a wine they never want to buy again. Number three, the vineyards spend a lot of money trying to battle TCA. It's become a costly option. So people are looking at other avenues. And doing that, they came up with synthetic corks. Now, synthetic corks are derived from plastic. And they do appear to be a viable alternative to traditional corks, but unfortunately, they don't keep oxidation at bay as well as natural corks because plastic corks don't have the capacity to expand. And if you can't expand, you can't get a full closure around the bottle. Plus, there are some purists out there that will argue that for a bottle of wine to age gracefully and turn into the masterpiece that it's supposed to be, a small, minute amount of oxygen has to get in contact with that wine. And to do so, natural corks are the perfect closure because they do add a little bit of oxygen for that wine to breathe. The final option is, of course, a screw cap, and I'm sure we'll talk about more of how a screw cap applies other than just turning the top on and off when we return. So when we come back, just remember, we're going to be joined by Dan Cohn of BR Cohn, and he's going to ask you, the fabled Wine Crush listener, what you think about changing his package. So stay tuned, get your fingers on that phone, and we'll talk to all of you soon.
Break out the ale! He's been a thirsty!
The Wine Crush.
Well, I guess we better get on with it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are off and rolling on our quest to help people find the perfect packaging. And to assist us in this great quest and to ask for your personal opinion right now, we've got Dan Cohn. Dan Cohn is the Senior Vice President and National Sales Manager for B.R. Cohn Winery. He has worked with his father, Bruce Cohn, for 17 years with B.R. Cohn, and currently Dan oversees 48 states in our great, wonderful country. Dan, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thanks, Al. How are we doing out there?
We're doing exceptional. How are you, darling?
We're doing well. It's getting warm. The fruit set is out here. The grapes are on the vine, and it's perfect 85 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. It's great grape-growing weather out here.
Well, I'm glad you're having great grape-growing weather. We're just melting in our part of the country.
That's what I heard. I heard they've been raining for a month up in the Northeast, too. So I guess we're blessed on a couple of fronts.
Usually. Hey, listen, I have never actually seen a bio on you. You're only in 48 states. What two states kicked you out?
Let's see here. Well, the probation ban has been lifted in Vermont. And what was the other one? I think it's South Dakota. I think we've got some in North Dakota, but not in South Dakota. So Vermont and South Dakota are the only two I'm missing.
That makes sense. Hell, I tried to get you banned from North Carolina for ages, so I'm not
sure.
I know.
It's sooner rather than later, I'm sure.
Fair enough. Well, listen, I have given our listeners a bit of a preview of what you and I had talked about. Tell us what's going with B.R. Cohn and your ideas for changing the packaging and what your thoughts are there, darling.
Well, that's what I kind of wanted to get a shot out, and I appreciate you putting this together. I was looking for insight because we've been doing our manager meetings up here and whatnot, and we're talking about the future of wine and the way that it's going. And there was an interesting topic that came up in regards to the corks and the different capsules and different kinds of cork-type items that are out there at our fingertips nowadays. And there's synthetic cork. We've seen a few wineries out there doing a thing called a Zork, which is almost like the peel-off when you peel off a milk carton thing.
Oh, really?
And it has about three wraps on it, and it unpeels like a milk carton. And then it has like a little rubber cork at the top. And we also saw one other winery that has I forget what it was called, but it has a glass cork that goes in it. I think it was Whitehall that was actually doing it.
Whitehall's doing that, and Sobraja Family's doing that. Those things are fun to play with. They've got to be expensive, but I enjoy them.
Yeah, they are great. So what we were looking at was the screw-off cap. And what we were really, and I know it's a long topic, and it's a long discussion that's been mulled over in many ways, and through the years it's been generally related to less expensive wines. But what we were trying to see is I think that there is a little bit more of an acceptance factor in regards to the screw-off cap where it's not frowned upon as so much. You know, the cork has gotten so expensive and it's gotten so far and few between, and we've actually seen a real increase in corked bottles of wine. And I've talked to a few bartenders and some of our ultra-premium restaurant owners that, you know, these guys on Friday, Saturday nights, we'll have five or six deep at the bar, and anything that they pour by the glass, it's very difficult for them to be back there pulling five or six corks on bottles of wine when they're waiting for 20 or 30 people or waiting for their drinks.
Well, I have to agree. I'm one of the other people on the other side of the bar that gets annoyed when he has to take that extra time to get the bottle opener out, to actually put the screw in there, to actually open the bottle. It takes me another, 20, 40 seconds to get my glass of Chardonnay. It bothers me.
Tell me about it. And the quicker I can get to the juice in the bottle, the better off I am.
That is spoken like someone who has great experience there. Hey, you know what?
Right.
When you look at the grand scheme of things, we were talking about some facts and figures. Obviously, screw cap or something of that nature has been around since the 60s, and it's gone back and forth in favor. I just read something in New Zealand. Only 1% of all the packaging had a screw cap in 2001. In 2005, 75% of the packaging had definitely gone to a screw cap. And obviously, we all know about New Zealand's meteoric rise as far as taking over in the country. So I think, obviously, that it's something that Americans are getting comfortable with. Now, my question, and our listeners are going to have all kind of questions for you, and I know the lines are already lighting up, but here's my question. When someone switches, obviously, you're a family winery. You have your bottling line in place. if you were to switch to screw cap, are you going to have to gut your winery and put a new system in place?
Absolutely not. What happens nowadays with a lot of the other wineries is they have these co-op sort of bottling lines. And I've seen the, I guess it's called a pilfer-proof top where it is the screw-off cap. And cost-wise, it would save about a third just in regards to the cork. And the application isn't that bad. It's really just instead of the corking mechanism, they put the screw-off capping at the end of the line. So it's only like I had actually got when I did it for our olive oil company for a real small 187 bottle of olive oil at one time, I actually was able to rent the machine.
Oh, very cool.
And they put it right on the property, and we were able to just by hand do a certain amount of bottles one at a time. But it's an easy application in regards to the bottling line and should be very cost-effective going down the road. I'd just like to see what consumers think, and particularly when I talk about a wine like our Silver Label Cabernet, which is a $20 bottle of wine, some of these screw-off caps that they have come out are very sleek-looking. You know, you can hardly tell that it's a screw-off cap. And when you get it home and you take the cap off the wine, if the quality of that wine in the bottle is just the same, or, hey, maybe you got home and you didn't have a corked bottle of wine and had to go down that route, and the juice was just as good, is there going to be some, you know, consumer kickback in regards to a screw-off cap?
I honestly don't know. It'll be interesting to get people's opinion. And just so we can cover this, B.R. Cohn, obviously there are great wines that come from you, but predominantly we are talking about their Chardonnay and your entry-level Silver Label Cabernet. We're not looking at this for your Olive Hill Premium Cab, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I know that Plump Jack had come out with a six-bottle pack that had three bottles of screw-off cap and three bottles of cork. I think they continued on with it. I don't know at this point if they still do it or not. But the high-end wines, I think we will – the cork that we free up in regards to not having to fill the lack of a better term, commodity brands of wines, that would actually free up a lot more of that cork for the more expensive bottles.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Well, Dan, we're going to ask you to hang with us. We got to take a small break. Now that we have laid the groundwork, we will get the phone lines rolling, 877-4CRUSH-1. Call in, talk to me, talk to Dan, and let's talk a little bit about closures.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and Earthshare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, but actually today it's all about you, because we are joined by Dan Cohn, who is looking for you, the Wine Crush listener, to give VR Cohn some advice on what kind of capsule and what kind of closure it should use. For those of you who are a little shy and don't want to call into the wine line at 877-4-CRUSH-1, there is going to be a poll on our website where you can vote whether you will go with screw cap, whether you go with natural cork, or you would keep it just like it is. So check out our website at winecrush.com. Well, Dan, are you still with us?
I'm here.
All right. Well, right now we are joined by Gary, and Gary is from New England. Gary, welcome to the Wine Crush. Yo, Gary. Yeah. Gary, welcome to the Crush. You are on live with Laura Lawson and Dan Cohn of BR Cohn. How are you today? All right. Well, Gary must not be doing too well today. We're going to try and forgive him for that one. All right. Well, for those of you who are trying to call the wine line, just remember 877-4-CRUSH-1. And when you dial the number, you do have to speak. It helps to have an interactive. But I do understand how you could be just entirely too awestruck to be talking to Dan and me at the same time. So never.
I am here. I'm sorry.
Ah, there we go. We finally awakened. I like this. All right, well, Gary, you're on live with Dan Cohn and Laura Lawson, and we are talking about the essence of packaging. Are you for or against a screw cap?
I am for the screw cap.
Well, why are you for a screw cap, Gary?
Well, a lot of different reasons. First of all, I think it's a better closure. It gives you a more complete closing. I don't worry about having a wine be corked. It seems to me from a business standpoint, it would make all the sense in the world. If you've got anywhere from 3 to 10% of your wine that's bad, I would think that would be a bad business model to have something that would bring you such a bad product, possibly. And so my thought on it is that you've got a better closing mechanism. It's easier to open for people. And you get better wine all the time.
Do you have a problem with the fact that both red and white wines, if you're a Cabernet drinker and you're spending $30 on a bottle, does it bother you? That it's a screw cap?
Not in the least. Again, and I go back to that same argument. I'm not a traditionalist in the sense that I need to open up a bottle of wine and have a cork in it. I don't see any virtue of the cork other than the traditionalist view. So if you can give me a better closing mechanism where I know there's not going to be an issue of me putting it in storage and having the cork go bad or having some sort of cork taint, I think it makes sense to have a better closer and consequently have better wine.
That's a really good point, Gary, especially when you started to come into terms with something that I've been thinking about. When you have, and you talk about these really higher-end wines and that people are saving them, and if they're collectors, that you might have an oxygenated bottle at best with the screw-off cap, but with the cork, with those older bottles that even have to be changed out every year, I mean, these wines would, they've been testing them now, and I think the oldest test on the screw-off cap is 20 years right now. And the wine supposedly is perfect.
Yeah, there's certainly some red wines that we've had around for a while that are very high end and are wines that are very well thought of, and they've done well in tastings. I think they've come across as being pretty spectacular, given that there isn't a whole lot of history on this.
Laura, can I just ask one more question real quick?
Of course
you
can.
About if you were you and your wife were out at a restaurant, and I think that there's that romance factor that goes in regards to pulling a cork out of the bottle of wine tableside. What do you think the screw-off cap does to something at that level?
Well, I think for some people there probably is a little bit of a turn-off on the idea, because they probably lack the knowledge, or at least they look at it as, well, I'm not getting a really good bottle of wine because obviously it's a screw cap. And my way of thinking is once the waiter comes over to my table and shows me what the bottle is, and I agree that that's the bottle that I want, generally speaking, I turn around and I start talking with the customer, or I start talking with my wife or with a friend. I don't actually watch them take the cork out of the bottle, so it becomes a non-factor for me.
I think you're probably a rarity. All right. Well, Gary, thank you for calling in, being part of the crush. We have other callers lined up, but at least we know we have one in favor of screw caps.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hearing
me. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. All right. We have one in favor. For those of you who aren't brave enough to call the wine line at 877-4-CRUSH-1, just remember on the website, winecrush.com, the poll, it will be standing for a while so we can tell Dan what to do with his cork. All right, right now we have Eric from Michigan stepping up on the wine line. Eric, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi there.
How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you.
Hope you all are. We are doing well. You are online with Dan Cohn and, of course, me, the Chardonnay Sipping Diva, and we want to know what you think about closures, screw cap, yes or no?
Well, I know you're going to hate me for pleading neutrality, but I'm a little ambivalent. I really, truly believe, you know, with a white wine or something that's ready to drink or ready to serve more immediately, I don't have a problem with it. However, I think there's got to be a line drawn in the sand as far as, you know, some of your red wines that are made to age, both from the standpoint of it's nice to have that cork closure, but also, you know, from a restaurateur standpoint, if he's going to ask someone to come out and spend, you know, his hard-earned money on a nice quality bottle of wine, I think I did hear your last caller, and I think it does matter. You may not pay attention to them taking the cap off or the cork out, but when you set a Stelvin cap down on the table, I think there's a big difference than setting a cork down on a table. And those people are going to look at that the whole time they're drinking the bottle of wine they paid so much money for.
See, you're the kind of people that I don't really understand. I am on the fence about screw caps when it comes to paying more than $100 a bottle. But if I'm going to have a bottle of red wine I'm going to drink in 12 months, what difference does it make?
Well, maybe I'm just a traditionalist, or maybe I just enjoy the process a little more. But I do like to see that cork taken out of the bottle.
But only if it's red wine. White wine doesn't matter.
Not so much.
Okay, Dan, what do you think about this? What do you think about Eric's comment?
I was thinking about it. What if we got really, really big glasses of wine for the restaurant table, so when they pour the wine, you don't have to set the bottle on the table?
There's an idea.
Dan, I can tell you've had dinner with me. You've seen the size of red it takes to get through dinner.
Well, I was going, not. I know, Laura, your glasses, are they hold a bottle each in a glass. I'm just thinking maybe a glass half the size that holds half a bottle each.
A glass is always half full, never half empty.
That's right.
But no, in all sincerity, Eric, getting back to your point, I don't, you know, obviously there's going to be romance, like our last caller had said, there's a romance in Cork, there's a romance without it. But say you go out, you've had dinner, you just paid $150 for a bottle of Cabernet, and you open to have that bottle opened up at table and it's corked. What is your response to that? If you knew if it had a screw cap, that never would have happened.
I hope the restaurant's replacing it.
All right. You sound like you know a little bit about wine, and that's a great thing. But what happens to the people who don't know that that wine was off? Do you think it damages the reputation of the wine? Do you think it becomes a problem?
You're probably right. I think there is potential for it damaging the reputation of the wine. And I don't know the statistics on it, but I certainly think you run that risk of turning the customer off if they do pay a lot of money for a corked wine and it comes out and it is indeed corked. I just truly believe in that process. And if I'm going out and I'm enjoying a nice meal, I like to see that server come up and actually take the time to pull the cork out of the bottle and actually serve the wine.
All right. Well, Eric, thank you for calling in, being part of the show, because now we have a split panel. We have one for and one against. Well, right now we've got to take a small break, and hopefully when we come back, we will find someone who will split the difference for us. But right now you're listening to The Wine Crush, and you're talking with Laura Lawson and Dan Cohn, and we hope you stay tuned when we return.
A party? And you didn't invite us?
The Wine Crush.
You ain't getting rid of us that easy.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX. Performance you can feel.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are having fun doing the great debate on closures. I had the moment to step in the booth, and Dan, if you're still there joining us, you know, of course, we have one for and one against, one for screw caps, one for corks, and I think some of the great debate is the romance. Ken, our amazing producer, had a couple thoughts on that.
I just think it just opens up a natural window here. Instead of popping the cork and having the romance that way, he hands the bottle to her and says, would you like to...
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
See, we have all the answers for you here on The Crush, Dan.
I did send you one text message, though, while we were on the break there. I didn't know if you got it or not. And mine was if you're on your first date and you order a second bottle, what if during the time lapse it takes for the waiter to open the second bottle, she changes her mind?
Then Dan, you definitely aren't in sales and you hadn't closed the deal. All right. Well, I love how things can deteriorate anytime you start talking about alcohol and mechanics. All right. We do see we have to have a tiebreaker right now. We've got Monica from Ohio on the line. Monica, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You're on the line with Laura Lawson and with Dan Cohn. And the question of on the table right now, screw caps, yes or no?
I'm going to break the tie and say yes.
Yes to screw caps.
Yes.
Yay. All right. Why are you saying yes to screw caps?
Well, I probably about 6 months into really understanding wine and loving it. And for that to be a new trend would just to mystify all of those things that come up would be great, I think.
You know, actually, you have a very, very good point, and sometimes I think we get away from this on The Crush. There are some of us who know so much about wine that we really ought to be shot or stuffed in a bottle ourselves, and this comes down to the fact that we are talking about the general public. Not everybody understands what goes into wine, why it's like it. They just like to drink it, and I think screw caps do help get us away from the whole mystique, mystery, pain-in-the-ass part of wine drinking.
I completely agree, and I think it would make it less scary if you say...
Yeah, I like the way you think.
Wow, that's a great point.
Well, thanks so much. I enjoy the show.
I'm glad you called in, and thank you for breaking the tie. We are two for screws, one for cork. We are moving in the right direction. Well, Dan, what do you think about what you've heard so far from Wine Crush listeners? And, you know, obviously, we can't take every call. And for the record, we'd love to have your call, 877-4-CRUSH-1. But for those of you who tend to be a bit more shy, please go to our website, winecrush.com. There'll be a poll about BR Cone going to screw caps or staying with the natural closure. Please do give us your 2 cents worth. Also, you can email us at info@winecrush.com for those of you who want to get lengthy or to encourage Ken and take him up on his offer one way or the other. But, Dan, when you talk about the debate y'all have been having back and forth at the winery, are these points that have been discussed or these things that have been brought up?
These are exactly all of the topics that we're ultimately going after. There was one point that someone brought up that they said that, you know, maybe if somebody was used to drinking the more inexpensive wines on a regular basis, that they do relate that they like to think that, you know, when they're buying a $20 Cabernet and it has a cork, that they're kind of stepping out, so to speak, you know, and that they're expecting to get that thing. But I definitely like what Monica said in regards to it takes a lot of that scariness out of wine and that unknown out of it. If you know you're having your summer barbecue or you're having people over for dinner, at that point, you know what, you're drinking and enjoying, and you're enjoying the company, and the wine is only as good as the people you share it with. And you know what, at the end of the day, who really cares how it gets out of the bottle, you know?
I have to concur with that, and actually I'm gonna tell a small story on myself. I apparently, as we all know, I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And against my best intuition and best wisdom, I took 85 people golfing last week. And this was, yeah, I'd lost my mind. Not only did I have heat stroke, I needed to be hit in the head several times. But when we did that, we had a party afterwards, and I was stuck bartending and pouring out glasses of wine. And I will tell you this right now. I had 125 bottles of wine in front of me. The only ones I grabbed as fast as I could were the screw caps, and those are the ones that all the 85 people I was with got exposed to because it was easy, it was convenient, it was a great presentation.
the path of least resistance.
Exactly. I'm Laura Lawson, and we have been speaking with Dan Cohn of BR Cohn Winery, and he has reached out to you, the Wine Crush listener, to get input on what he should do with his closures on his bottles. And that's what we try and bring you, the listener here at the Wine Crush, unique access to some of the great wine people out in California. Well, Dan, I can't thank you enough for allowing us to have this platform to discuss things about, and hopefully we'll get a chance to give you our results in person at some point near in the future.
That would be great, Laura. Always great to talk to you. Ken, thank you, too. I appreciate it. You guys are the best.
Dan, you take care, darling.
All right. Talk to you soon.
We got to take a small break here at The Crush, but when we return, we'll wrap up with questions, comments, and a general overall opinion.
If one of you drinks this, you both will be fine. Happiness, comfort, and beauty divine.
You both will be fine.
I guess it means it'll affect Fiona, too.
The Wine Crush.
Bartender, please give me a drink of wine. Bartender, tender, please give me a drink of wine. If you do that for me, it'll make me feel real fine.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over-limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood. Hi-ya! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. Hi-ya! It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome back to The Wine Crush, your show about the grape in all its glory. And I am Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva. And we have had a great opportunity today. We were joined by Dan Cohn for the entire show. Yes, I knew Dan could talk. I did not imagine he could talk that much. But past that, what Dan is looking for from a winery point of view, he wants to know what you, the end user, thinks of closures. And it seems so simple and so straightforward, but it's really not. As we can tell by the number of callers that we took, it is a very sensitive subject. Some people think screw caps are easy. It's convenient. It's a great way to keep the wine fresh. There are those of you out there who think that the romance and the systems that are involved in presenting a bottle of wine are as important as what's in the bottle. And I have to admit, you know, everyone makes a good argument on whether or not they should switch. But ultimately, in this economy, I got to bring it back up. It comes down to value again. And if I'm going to go out and I'm going to spend either in a restaurant or in a grocery store or in a Mega Mart or a wine shop, if I'm going to spend over $50 on a bottle of wine, I want to be able to go home, open up that bottle, and have no doubt that the wine is good, it's complete, and if I taste it, I'm not going to be disappointed. Or actually, let me clarify that. I'm going to know what the wine tastes like, and I'm not going to be disappointed. There have been plenty of bottles I opened that just were terrible to begin with. But if I open up a bottle and it has that screw cap on it, I know for a fact that what I'm getting is what the winemaker intended. I know that that's what he put in the vat, that's what he put in the barrels, and that's what he expected me to get for his sense of place. And ultimately, when we look at a bottle of wine and we get the flavors and we get the alive feature that is in that bottle of wine, it is about sense of place, and it's what the winemaker is trying to convey to you. And whether it's closure, whether it's cork, whether it's glass, whether it's Stilvin, whether it's Saran Wrap, whether it's tinfoil, the whole point of what drinking that bottle of wine is, one, of course, for you to enjoy it. But two, there's a lot of people who get off on doing the fanatical part of wine, saying the wine is alive. It's an expression. It is God in a glass. It is sugar and water and the wings of angels in a bottle. But ultimately, it is a statement, and the statement is made by the winemaker. And I think the best way to convey that is going to be with a screw cap, and I know I'm getting what the winemaker wanted me to taste. But of course, I'm looking for your opinion as well. Hopefully this is a show we can carry over and we can talk Dan Cohn into coming back so we can get our information and make sure that the voice of the Wine Crush listener is heard loud and clear. So to do that, I need your calls, 877-4-CRUSH-1. And let me know what you think. Just drop a call on the wine line. You can email me at info@winecrush.com or go on our website and check out the poll. And it's going to ask you yes or no on screw caps. Please take a moment to do this. We rarely get a chance to have the impact we're going to. Well, I'm Laura Lawson, and you have been listening to The Wine Crush. And as we bring another version of The Crush to a close, let us remind you, sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, and above all, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and we'll talk at you next week.